One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Baltimore. I'll be at the Horseshoe Casino Saturday, June 28th. One night only, one show only. If you live in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Delaware, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, I don't care. Get your tickets now. Come down. Pack the show out. I got special guest Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock working with me that night. It's going to be a great show. Get your tickets now. Don't wait. It's the last show of my Live and Alive tour. Go to RyanSickler.com Saturday, June 28th. Get your tickets. Come see me at the Horseshoe Casino.
Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day! We're going to be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party!
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. Thank you for watching this show. Thank you for supporting anything I do. I don't care what it is. Live shows, merch, podcast, all of it. Thank you very much. I love this show. This has been such a fun show. I'm glad to keep doing this one. And I'm excited to have this guest on with me today back here in the Way Back. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fiona Cawley. Welcome to the Way Back.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. And this is interesting, actually. Well, before we get into it, promote everything you'd like, please.
Yeah, I have a new podcast called Rampin' Up.
Is that?
Yeah, I swear to God.
That was available? Yeah. I looked for so many podcast names, they were all taken. Rampin' Up.
Rampin' Up. Well, I hope it's available now. Oh my God.
Whatever. Rampin'
With
Up.
With Fiona Cawley and Matt Taylor, my fiance. And I'm on tour. Get your tickets at FionaCawley.com or on my Instagram at the link in bio. Instagram is also Fiona Cawley.
I love it. Well, I start these episodes off by asking people if they ever sat in the seat and you're like, I don't even know what it is. And now we know what our cutoff is. You're 28. But before I tell you, you got to go watch Fiona's Honeydew episode, because what's interesting about this is on the Honeydew, you talked about being in a chair. And that didn't happen until you were about, what, 18, 20?
The chair didn't happen until 24.
Okay. So this podcast is into high school.
Yeah.
That's it. So this episode, you are not in a chair and you're still walking and playing sports and things like that. Mm-hmm. So what is, again, take us from the beginning. You're Nashville or born and raised? Well, Franklin?
Franklin. Yeah.
Dad, mom, two older sister, younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
And what's life like growing up for you guys there in Franklin, Tennessee?
Well, it's interesting. I talked about this on Honeydew. Franklin is like a known, very affluent area. Growing up, though, my mom convinced all of us that we were broke as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in like a historic home, and as a kid, I couldn't compute that like old house meant money. I was just like, we don't have heat in the winter. What the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought we were broke as shit my entire life until I was 18.
And then you realize what?
My mom is very wealthy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She is.
I didn't know till I was filling out the shit to go to college on the FAFSA, and she had to tell me how much she made.
And
yeah.
Then you were like,
and I was like, you bitch. I had a job since I was 11 years old.
11? What were you doing at 11? What was the job?
My first job was at a place called Ching's Asian Bistro.
Wait, can we look this up first? Ching's Asian Bistro, where was this? Franklin, Tennessee?
Yeah,
all right,
let's see
what we got. Ching's. Okay, this is it right here.
Yep.
All right.
Look at those stairs. I walked up.
to walk up those stairs.
Ah, Chinks. Yeah. It was pretty good. They had a good general south.
How are you 11 working here?
Well, I didn't tell them how old I was. I've looked at
Did you
exactly
look at least,
like
what do you have
this?
To be, 16 to work in Tennessee?
Yes,
maybe?
Okay. I think so.
You were 11.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's a year from my daughter right now who would, I can't even imagine her at a restaurant.
You're going to shit yourself.
Let's go.
I had to drive myself to work.
At 11? Aw. So you got some driving in your
time. Oh, yeah, I started early because it ended early. So.
What do you mean? How are you getting a car?
Dude, okay. So I didn't really start like driving till I was like 13 or 14.
Okay, yeah, that's more reasonable.
Yeah, because I had to reach the pedals.
Good point.
But there was a car my mom bought my older sister, but then my sister got a different car eventually. So we just had that one in waiting for when I was old enough, mm-hmm. I guess, but I had to buy it from my sister.
From your rich mom? From your sister.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And it was an 84 white box Volvo.
The wagon or a sedan?
I don't know what those words mean. It was white.
A station wagon car or a
it had
like
four wheels.
Four-door regular car.
Four-door regular car. Yeah.
This guy right
Bessie.
Here.
Bessie.
Okay, so there's the wagon version of it right there.
Not that one.
And you
one.
Know what? That wagon version had this way back in it. I'm pretty sure it did. So this was the car.
Yes.
And now.
So I used to drive that.
And your mom doesn't say, hey, where are you going?
My mom literally, she knew I was doing it.
She knew you were 11
she
and working?
So my dad left us when I was 9.
Okay.
Okay. My mom, he like drained all her bank accounts and left her with 3 kids. So we were broke for a minute.
For men, dealing with ED can be uncomfortable, which is why Hims provides access to a comfortable solution with an all online process and personalized treatment options. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to a range of doctor-trusted ED treatments like chewable tablets, Viagra, and Cialis, and their generics for up to 95% less. Just fill out an intake form on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. With hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, Hims can help you find the ED option that works for you. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/wayback. That's hims.com/wayback for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/wayback. The featured products include compounded products, which are not approved nor verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And my mom had started a company. She was always busy, but I had to have a job because we were poor, I guess. And I needed to eat.
Ching's looks like a good spot to eat.
Yeah. I'm only in a wheelchair because I ate Ching's Asian Bistro for years. That MSG, man. Oh man, like people love.
I love that there's going to be people that may discover you from this podcast, this episode, and have no idea that you're even in a wheelchair.
I know.
I love it.
So that car was sort of sitting at the house waiting for me to be old enough. I got a job. My mom could not drive me to work anymore at some point. So she was like, okay, it's only a 7-minute drive from her house. You can do it. And I was like, yeah, probably. And so the rule was, if I got pulled over, I had to tell the cops I stole the car from her.
There's a rule for it. Did you ever?
I got pulled over once for a taillight.
You didn't even, the mom didn't even fix the tip.
No, no.
What did they say? You look like you're 10 probably then.
No, I have looked just like this since I was 12.
We're going to find pictures of you when you're younger to put up here too.
You're going to be like, what the fuck?
So what happened? You got pulled over? What did the guy say?
I got pulled over for a taillight.
Where's your license?
No, that wasn't the first question.
Huh?
He was like, well, it's Franklin. So they're like, who the fuck is driving a shitty ass car in this rich area?
Yeah.
And the minute I was like, oh, I live on this street, you know, he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, why am I being pulled over? He was like, a taillight. I was like, I'm 2 minutes from home. I'll get my mommy to fix it. And he was like, okay, just be safe and just let me go.
Can you imagine being a cop and someone coming back and going, you let a 13-year-old get away today? You're like, what? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's what I wrecked it in the driveway.
Great fucking job, Kirsten.
I'm sorry, that's
that was it. That guy looks like he's poured gas on it, ready to light it on fire.
He was like, I'll fix it. That guy was, that story's weird, dude. That guy, I cannot remember his name, but there was some, like, when you don't want to go to rehab and you believe God can fix you, Narrowgate is what it's called. About that. Oh. It was part of my mom's church. He was like a drug addict and they ran out of rooms at Narrowgate and it was for men. They let him move in to our fucking house. And I'm like 14 or something. 15 what? Maybe.
An ex-convict?
Yeah.
That's fucking
and
crazy.
No one's ever home. What? And I recently
did he ever get creepy with you?
All the time.
You're like, of course he did, you fucking idiot.
I like woke up one time to him staring at me over my bed.
No.
And I was like, can I help you? And he was like, you want to go have a beer? I'm 14. I was like, no.
No. Aww.
But yeah, he zip tied my car together.
That's the guy that did the zip tie. I'll fix it for
hey,
you.
When you don't have a dad, you have this guy. Okay.
How long did a convict live in your house?
He got kicked out eventually.
For what? What finally did it?
Caught him using.
That's what did it, huh?
Yeah. Well, I called my mom the other day because I all of a sudden remembered him. And I was like, what the fuck was that? She was like, girl, I was doing my best. And I was like, doesn't sound like it. Yeah.
So 13, you're driving yourself legit to Mr. Yeah. Ching's.
Ching's Asian Bistro.
Okay. I don't know why I put a Mr. on it. I'm going to get canceled.
I was the only white person that worked there. Were so you? It was like a family.
Did they love you, though?
No, they hated me. They called me their white slave. I'm not even kidding. And I was like, okay. And I think I got paid. I got paid in cash. So that's
bottle
why.
Caps? What you get paid in?
And the... things you cut off the cereal boxes. Never mind. I can't remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes, yeah, box tops. But they paid me in cash and like an envelope at the end of the month. And I think.
Do you remember what you did?
It was like $5 an hour.
Wow.
It was under
Are you doing it every day after school or just a few times a week?
I think 4 days a week.
Well, that's a lot for a fucking kid. It's an eighth grader, a 13-year-old. All right. Well, what
I
other
was
jobs?
Smoking cigs, dude.
Were you really?
I started smoking when I was like 12, dude. I literally driving smoking cigs.
Nuh-uh. At 13, Franklin, Tennessee.
Yes.
Who got you stuck or started on
my
cigarettes?
My sister. Dude, I remember when I was like 10, she called me into the backyard. There was a boy over. I think she was trying to like impress. And they were sharing a cigarette. So I'm 10, so she's 14. And she was like, look how funny this is, and called me back there. And was like, take a drag of this. And I was like, yeah, I'm cool, I'll do it. I didn't know what end to put in my mouth. It was already lit. It was already lit. She was going to let me put the lit end in my mouth. And the guy stopped me, thank God. But then I realized it made me look older. And I was like, maybe I won't get pulled over if I'm smoking.
And mom was never like, this car smells like smoke.
I got grounded a lot for smoking. You did.
What was your groundings? Like, what'd she take away?
Mostly my freedom.
Can you still drive?
To work.
13.
Into school,
you can still,
dude.
Wait,
not
hold
middle
on.
School, high school.
You were driving like
as a
15-year-old.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. She didn't have time.
Pulling into the school illegally.
I was like, hey, guys. I had to like park way far away so I wasn't on the property because I wasn't assigned a parking spot because I didn't have a license.
I can't get over the fact you had a convict living with you guys during high school. It's fucking insane.
It built character.
Yeah, I'll bet. I bet it did. What kind of, do you guys ever take vacations? Were you a vacation family at all?
Not really.
No?
No.
No relatives to visit out of state
working.
Or anything?
I didn't get PTO when I was 13.
PTO.
No, I mean, all my relatives now live in Raleigh. I don't really talk to my dad's family, so I don't know.
What about, like, camps, sports, growing up, any of that stuff?
Yeah, we had Young Scholars.
What's that?
It's kind of like a summer camp for rich kids, I think. Okay. It's like there's like
YMCA with money, like
that. Yeah, like there were, you could set your schedule and it was like Harry Potter class and like shit you want to do.
This right here, the Young Scholars Academy, the YSA.
Yes. It was so fun as a kid, I remember, but it was like the hours of school.
That's
so
what it
it's
says,
like,
a week-long thing. I'm reading it right there. A week-long non-credit summer residential program. So you're living there for a week?
No. We went home every night, but... Oh, are they doing
it?
Students overnight?
Are provided tuition, room, board, and instructional materials. It's grown since you went.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's like meant for parents that work all year round. Yeah. Like, we
and
could
you liked
be,
it?
I loved it.
You get,
yeah.
What kind of stuff are you doing here?
I actually took speech classes there, improv, and
oh, you did?
I forgot about all of this. Yeah, I think that's when I learned I loved trying to be funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you say? You're about 13 here or something like that?
I'm probably younger. I'd say like 11, 10, 11. So my parents got divorced when I was 9. When they got divorced, my mom, they hate each other.
Still?
Like, to this day, will not speak. My mom was like, hey, you know, when you were born, I wanted to name you Fiona. And your dad wouldn't let me. My birth name is not, I legally changed my first name.
Really? What was it?
It used to be Lauren. Lauren Rebecca Collie was my name. But my mom at 9 was like, I want to name you Fiona. Your dad wouldn't let me because he thought you would do drugs like Fiona Apple.
That's his only reason.
Yeah, I'm like, what about his ass? What fuck? And so she tried to help me change it, but my dad was an attorney. So that didn't go far. So I started going by Fiona.
You liked it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because everyone in my class was Lauren. It was a very popular name. I was born in 96. So, but I started going by Fiona. You know, like first day of school, they're always like, if you have a nickname or go by something else, I would always be like Fiona. And I got bullied for saying that, because they're like, that's not a part of your name. Like, what the fuck? You can't just do that. I did it.
You did it.
And I legally changed it on my 18th birthday.
Good for you. We had a kid in our school. I'm not going to say what his first name was because it'll out him, but his last name was Jordan. And around 11th grade, this guy whose name wasn't Michael Jordan started telling all of us and the teachers to call him Michael Jordan. And we're like, we're not calling you Michael Jordan, bro. And you're white. We're not calling you Michael Jordan. That's not your name. We've been to school with you since elementary school, bro. You're fucking Larry Jordan. That's not his real name.
Yeah. No, that was sort of the vibe. Everyone hated. Well, I was like so obsessed with
being... but Fiona isn't... You're not naming yourself after... You didn't call yourself true. Fiona Apple.
Fiona Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was really eccentric. I don't even know what to call it. Like, in high school, I dressed really weird. Starting in middle school, really. Like,
give us an outfit. Like, what do you mean?
My, like, thing I would do every week, I would go to the Goodwill down the street, and I would, like, close my eyes and walk through the aisles till I felt a fabric I liked.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Just
by touch.
Yeah, I was fucking annoying as shit, and I would buy it, cut it up, fucking wear it. I couldn't sew. I just looked homeless. Like, it wasn't, like, the school thing I was doing. But I would, like, get tights and I would rip them on purpose. Like, that was the kind of person I was. There are definitely photos of that era on the internet somewhere. Yeah, way back.
What about hangout spots? Do you have any hangout spots in high school? Places you guys go to?
The cool place, it's not like this anymore, but in Franklin, right, like, walking distance from where my house is, was a Starbucks, and there was this like brick wall that all of us would go and sit on and smoke cigarettes for hours, and that was cool the hangout spot. Or like Pinkerton Park
in Franklin, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
That's a cute park.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Yeah, it was fun to be really high at. I go there after work to decompress.
Yeah, after chings.
I'm 13, just on the smoking monkey bars.
Smoking butts at the top of
the sticking it out of my mouth.
Decompressing like that.
I'm bitching back.
These egg rolls are gonna be the death of me, man. They got a good General Tso's though.
I'm playing hopscotch, just like
the cigarette in your lips.
I can't ask for that raise, man.
I can't be doing this $100 hour shit much more, man. Oh man. All right, how about, like, did you ever have sleepovers at your house, or did you go over?
Yeah, no. No one was allowed in my house, really.
That was a rule?
So,
growing up, I remember we had friends who had those parents. Like, yeah, nope.
It was too nice. The house, you go there, you'd have no idea three kids lived there.
Didn't
have toys.
Really?
I wasn't really allowed to because it would make a mess. I had one stuffed animal.
What would you do for fun and play?
Dude, so this is something is wrong with me, probably. When you don't have toys, you get creative, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So I used to use my legs that worked at this stuff. And I would take a fucking notepad and a pen.
Okay.
And I would climb my neighbor's magnolia tree. I would climb to the very top of it and sit up there for hours. I wrote down every color I knew. And I would watch the cars that went by and do a tally. Like, how many black cards? How many red cards? Yeah. I thought I was collecting. I have, like, fucking 40 notebooks full of data.
Of cars that went by today.
I thought it was, like, I was a spy and someone would need this eventually.
What made you first think to do that?
Dude, I don't fucking know. And I did it for too long.
How long?
Oh, God. Like, how many journals? 3 years.
You know what, though? I wouldn't know if my kid was autistic or if they were just fucking doing some real shady shit. It'd be tough. Like, why is my kid up in this fucking tree?
Autism wasn't a thing back then. Yeah. I was just quirky.
Quirky.
Yeah.
What they call you.
I like to think, I mean, if I did have autism, the wheelchair ended it because I'm not climbing trees anymore, you know?
You counting cars anymore.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
What about, were you a practical joker at all? Did you ever play any pranks on your family or friends or anything like that?
No, my family was very serious.
They sound like it. So where are you getting all the comedy and all the fun from? Because of that? Being repressed and you're not allowed to laugh?
It's like classic middle child shit. Like, everything was so bad and serious and there was always more trauma around the corner. I always tried to kind of like add some levity to situations, which I got in trouble for a lot. Like, I was never serious enough. But yeah, I don't know. I like lived at my friend's house for most of middle school.
You did?
High school.
What was that like and why?
So they lived, it was across town. I would walk there and or drive there, and her mom knew I was driving and was like, what the fuck? Yeah, but her
you
mom,
would drive over to their house and her mom didn't
like
stop.
Smoking a cig. I'm not kidding.
You're like the kid you would tell your kids, stay the fuck away from that Lauren Fiona girl. Stay away from her.
I swear to God. Like, but her mom was like a second mom to me at one point. And I drank and stuff. And Maggie was my friend. She was a very good kid. She just like made sure I didn't die, basically.
Yeah.
And I remember I left like a bottle of tequila or something in Maggie's car one day, and we were 16 at that point, and her mom found it, and her mom took it to be like, Maggie, what the fuck is this? Maggie had no idea, and her mom was like, it's Fiona's, and Maggie was like, yeah, and her mom just took it and threw it away. She like knew if I got in trouble, it would be way worse than like
anything she was going to do.
Yeah. So her mom had a lot of real conversations with me.
Oh, that's nice.
She used to text me when they were going grocery shopping to like get me stuff because I ate dinner there. My mom, she was like obsessed about being thin. That's like part of her whole trauma probably with her family. Like, if you are overweight in any way, like, And she didn't keep food in the house. No, she for years kept what I called space food, but it was just like some fucking like Weight Watchers bullshit. There was some a powder
and
you add liquid to it. Now it's a turkey. You know what I mean? And so we couldn't eat it. And so Maggie's mom would just
get you real food.
Yeah.
Do you know about Tang?
No.
It's a powder. It's just a original Tang is a powder. And you just scoop it and put it in water, and now you got orange juice.
Perfect.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Same idea.
And this big deal was because it's like they gave it to the astronauts on the space shuttle. I talk about this shit in my stand-up. Like, why is the bar for everything that's supposed to be good, they put this on the space shuttle? Like, I've had poxy and stuff. Like, this went on the space shuttle. I'm like, you know, we've two space shuttles have blown up. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is that
it's
the fuck? This went
like
on the space shuttle. So what?
Record.
So what? It's the stuff they give the astronauts on the space shuttle. Yeah, which one? Yeah,
That's Maggie.
Who's got the headset?
Blonde. That's Maggie.
That's Maggie. This is you on the left?
Yeah.
Is this your little brother? Who's this guy here? Who's this lady?
Yeah, her name is Rowan. That's okay. So funny. We used to babysit Rowan, and now she's like the best looking woman.
At that age, you would babysit her? You You really did.
I was a baby.
This is a Home Alone picture right here.
That was me and Maggie at a joint birthday party.
Do you have a black eye there under your left eye, by
the
way?
No, I think that's like misplaced glitter.
Oh, okay. We get a lot of young pictures on the show, and people are usually beat up in their pictures. It's a black eye, a blood, a tooth out, or something.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you doing here? Was this a routine you guys are doing? What
Libby
was this?
Lou's. Yeah, Libby.
Wait, what is Libby Lulu's?
It's like, it was in the mall.
Oh, princess. Oh, it was. Kirsten knows. Did you do this, Kirsten?
Yeah.
You did this too?
Yeah.
It was like we had our birthday party there.
Oh, I so don't... what you could dress and have a party, a theme party and or something.
We
there.
Were being oh, Britney I've never Spears. Heard of
this. Okay.
Libby Lou.
Okay, so you go here and you have your party there.
Yeah, it was sick as fuck.
Oh, I see. All right.
Oh my dude, I forgot about it. Yeah, we were Britney Spears. That was Oh my God, I feel old as shit.
You do. You do. What'd you say you were born in what?
96.
90, what? Six? I mean, 2 years before that's the first time I came to California. That's before you even existed. That's crazy to hear a story like I wasn't even alive.
Oh my God.
What's the worst punishment, grounding, you ever got?
Oh, fuck. So I'm going to talk about my older sister. If we're talking about punishment.
Okay.
So I mentioned on Honeydew that she's been clean for 12 years now. Okay, so when she was in high school, she was on drugs, but I didn't know. She was like my fucking idol. And I remember I was 12 years old. And I came home, and she was, like, her pupils were huge. She was acting crazy. I had no idea what was going on. And her bedroom was, like, in the attic, but it was renovated.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, come up here, which was a big deal for me. So I go up there, and she was like, do you want to be cool? And I was like, duh. And then she was like, okay, lay down and don't make a fucking noise. My sister, against my will, tattooed me.
What? Nah. Do you still have it?
Yeah. I covered it up, though. With
Where on your body?
Yeah, on my bikini line.
In the sense
She didn't want my mom to see it.
What'd she tattoo you
with? It was a heart. She tattooed me. It was a stick and poke.
Like the prison tattoo, yeah. The stick and poke? No, I know guys that have that.
Dude, I've had a tattoo since I was 12. I'm not
that your sister gave you.
On drugs, and she's disabled too now. Like,
does
what?
She remember this at all?
You know, the crazy thing about her falling off the mountain, she has brain damage, which is memory loss. So I've never gotten an apology for any of this shit.
What'd you cover it with?
Yeah, when I turned 18, I went and got it covered up with some flowers. Yeah.
Where is the heart in there? Can you see it?
Yeah, you see the
that
dark.
Right there? The little dark blue one in there?
Yep.
Kirsten, go up. Right. Nope. Down. Down. That blue.
Yeah.
That right there. Is that it? Yep. Wow.
I got that covered up. Now I call it my secret garden.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. I like that. You got a prison tat. Give me worst punishment for you, and then we'll wrap it up. Do you have one, a grounding or anything?
Yeah, one time my mom went through my room and found a grinder with weed in it. Mm. And it literally was not mine because at that point I stopped smoking weed because I was like, why can't I walk at all when I'm high? Like, I just thought I was allergic to weed. I don't know. And so it literally was not mine. And I told her, because I came home from school, she was like, I need you just to like stop by the house real quick before you go to Maggie's. And I was like, okay. So I stop by and I come in and she's like taken the grinder apart, sprinkled out whatever was in it to make it look like as big of a thing as possible. And I didn't know what it was. I was like, Mom, what the fuck are you doing? This is crazy. And she was like, I found this in your room. Don't be funny about it. And I was like, that's not mine. Like, I swear to God. And obviously, she did not believe me. And I begged her to drug test me.
She wouldn't.
She said you'll find a way to. That was the theme. She was like, you'll find a way to pass it, blah, blah, blah. I was grounded for 6 months.
For that? For really being innocent? Yeah. I know you would tell us at this point. What was the grounding?
No phone, school and back.
Working back.
Yeah. And I was stuck in my room. That's when I started sneaking out. Put the car in neutral and push it down the driveway. At night or day or what? At night. Yeah.
At what, 14?
Yeah, it got real crazy.
You knew you could do that?
Yeah.
Push it down the hill and then drive it away?
Yeah. Dude, God took my legs away because I was a menace.
Don't say that. That's terrible. Fiona Colley, thank you for doing this. This was a really fun episode.
I have had a blast.
Thank you, young lady. One more time, promote your podcast and your tour. Tell them where to go find your dates.
Yeah, Ramping Up is the new podcast. Ramping Up with Fiona Colley and Matt Taylor. You can find my tour dates and ticket links at FionaColley.com. My Instagram, Fiona Colley. Yeah, if I can come through.
Thank you very much. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.